I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS, .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales, because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Hello.
Welcome to We Stand Together, an academic pop culture symposium.
So true. We're the pop culture professors. I'm Caitlin Bitsagai.
I'm Lauren Brickman, and still gainfully employed as a college professor.
Gainfully employed. Gainfully.
They haven't stopped me yet.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I have made calls. But
it is weird, Caitlin. The chair of my department the other day said, your best friend has called 97 times. 97 times.
I didn't know he was counting, but it's whatever.
They said you just say, she's still there, and then you giggle and you hang up.
Yeah, I got to get a job.
That's really what this episode's about. Today's the day I confront you. Caitlin, you got
to
get a job.
I got to do something. I got to do Instacart or something to fill my days.
That would be fun.
I think I'd be good at it. I know where everything is in the grocery.
I actually think you'd be really good.
Yeah.
You'd be like that. I saw a TikTok the other day of an Instacart shopper who was finding all the deals and then keeping the freebies, and it was
brilliant. A grift.
Yeah.
An Instagrift. I love it.
You'd be really good at an Instagrift. Anyways, that's not what this show is about, though.
Could be. We could pivot right now.
We could pivot. We could. But I think if you want to scam, go listen to our friends at ScamWell podcast here on the More Banana Network. But for today, what we're listening to is a show about stanning. Caitlin, where are you standing right now?
You know, I got to throw it back to our past guests, Think 1994, Viviana and Matt. They have an amazing exhibition going on right now called Cringe, Portraits of the Pandemic. And they're going to have two more shows in July in Chinatown. They are so funny. They are, I believe that they're part of the exhibition. If you go, just talk to them and you'll be like, wow, this was art.
I was very jealous when you were sending pictures yesterday from your visit.
As you should be.
But I was distracted by my stand of the week and simply could not get out of bed.
What was?
Okay. I'm just actually like almost lost my breath just thinking about how exciting it is. But our, I don't want to say friend of the show because he's so much more than that. The patron saint of the show, Joshua Jackson, has a new project out.
Wow. Okay, great.
Dr. Death.
Happy for him.
I'm happy for him. Happy for his wife, the kids, all of us. We're all happy. But yeah, Dr. Death, based on the true story of a terrible doctor in Texas, into a podcast, now into a Joshua Jackson star vehicle. He is the villain. That is hard for me.
Yeah.
But as a Joshua stan, the pilot was very good. It's not even really about the show. It's about how much press he has to do to promote the show. It's been a really happy week of, and thank you to all of the stans out there who have been tagging me, who have been sending DMs. I say this from the bottom of my heart. Please don't stop tagging me when you see Joshua Jackson in something. It's the great joy of my life.
Absolutely. And, you know, he was, it also brought him to New York City because he filmed that here. And do you think he got lunch with Katie Holmes?
I don't. No, I really, really just don't.
Thank you for being
I
honest.
Really don't.
You didn't fulfill the fantasy. You just were honest.
No, I can't pretend. I'm sure that, like, God bless her, Michelle at some point started a group text and neither Josh or Katie still have each other's numbers. It's that kind of situation.
Well, Michelle Williams has to update them every time she gets married. She texts them, and that's every 3 to 4 months.
Yeah, so that's how that works.
And you know what we always stand, in addition to Joshua Jackson's many television projects, is five-star reviews.
Oh, boy. And we got a hot and spicy one this week from BillyX_14. They say, what an energy. I got here on one of my friend's recommendation. She said she enjoyed the Adulting with Rashida Crockett episode a lot. It was hilarious. So I took her suggestion and listened to the episode. Man, she was right. I just fell in love with these two ladies. This is my favorite podcast now. It is fun, natural, and engaging. My favorite part from the episode was the biggest yes is to say a no. 5 out of 5 stars for We Stand Together. Keep it coming, guys. Well, BillyX_14, we love you too.
Absolutely. And Rashida Crockett, she just brings in the fans.
Rashida, she's so cool.
Yeah. The biggest yes is a no.
I wonder if she'll still talk to us now that she's done the show. She's just so cool.
Oh, probably not. I can't imagine.
That's for me to journal about later.
Yes. And the good news is we have two great guest today. Okay.
So
that's the thing. Rashida, we don't need her. frankly, we don't need Rashida anymore. From Chuckleheads, we have Andrew Barlow and Steve Genty.
Hey, what's up?
Welcome.
How's it going?
Welcome, guys.
Going? It's going so well. It's so nice to see a couple of Chuckleheads logged in today.
That theme song, that theme song's a bop. That's a good song.
Yeah, that's just
good.
Snipe.
It is good. Lady Lightning.
Yeah, thank you so much, Lady Lightning, for that bopper. You know, I've been campaigning for the last 2 summers to make it the official song of summer. It hasn't happened yet, but I get distracted.
That's a campaign every summer.
It's either make my song a bop or bring back Donna Summer's bops. That's what I'm always...
You're too conflicted. You're too conflicted. That's why you don't get one going. Maybe we need our theme song to be remixed or like sampled.
Okay. Okay. Well, challenge accepted. One day you're gonna learn not to say things in front of me.
not yet.
But that's we're not talking theme songs this week. I don't even know. Once again, I'm not sure if we told our guests what the theme is. Nope. Okay, this is a fun thing we do sometimes. We are so excited to have a duo together, fellow co-hosts. And so we thought it was the perfect time to talk about a theme I've wanted to talk about for a while. Buddy comedy.
Time to talk buddies.
Now, folks, you know, we always like to set your mind at ease with our credentials for a topic. This week, personally, it feels a little obvious, but Caitlin, what are our credentials this week for the topic?
I would say that we host this show. So you guys are pretty familiar if you're listening to this to our podcast. If you're not, go check it out. but you're already listening to it, so I think you're ahead of the game.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would agree. Same. Doing we do buddy comedy together. That feels true. But I'm curious, Chuckleheads, what are your credentials?
Steve?
correct me if I'm wrong. I might be bugging. It's like when it's like two homies and they're funny together and you're like, damn, that's a pretty cool friendship. Yep. Is that a buddy comedy or am I wrong?
That's right. That's nailed it, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah. So I guess for us, we host the podcast together.
Nice. Love that.
Nice. As well. And then we collaborate on stuff a lot together. Like I produced Steve's show, monthly show, Jack's Fruit. He jumped in my improv show, Should I Be Embarrassed, last month. So we do a lot of stuff. Oh, and, you know, RIP UCB, we were on a house team together before they died.
RIP, of course, always.
Now, my voice is a little weird. I might have strep throat.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sure your buddy will save you.
Yeah. Bring me soup, bro.
Yeah. Now, since today we're talking buddy comedies, I thought it'd be fun to start today's episode off with a little something different. A couple of get-to-know-you questions, since we haven't, we haven't had the pleasure of having you all on before. And I thought I'd start off with asking, what is your favorite buddy comedy of all time?
I don't know if this counts. Does Atlanta count? They're homies.
Yeah.
Right? Or is Atlanta count?
Yeah, I think so.
A tie between Atlanta and Broad City.
Wow. Yeah, Broad City's definitely.
I love that.
Ooh, I lied. Let me take out Atlanta because How to Make It in America. Because those two dudes, Steve, they was homies.
No one else likes that show but you and me. But
I haven't seen it.
I have brought it up before on this show. I am so excited that just happened. Well, no one cares for that show like you and I.
Caitlin, can I ask a clarifying question? You brought it up before, did the other people not like it or they haven't seen it?
I think they hadn't seen it.
I haven't seen it. That
didn't
seems
know
to be the makeup.
What I was talking about and just sort of, put up with me, I felt.
Wow. We might have to swap podcasting partners since Steve and Caitlin.
Steve and I are going to launch the How to Make It in America 12 years later podcast.
Me and Caitlin will launch the How to Not Make It in America.
Oh, my goodness. All right. How about you, Andrew? Favorite buddy comedy?
So the first one, these are so cheesy, but the first ones that like popped into my head, I forget the actors' names, but the guys, they're both in New Girl, and they did the movie together, Let's Be Cops.
Nick and Coach
and New Girl. I'm bad with actors' names.
Yeah, Jake Johnson and Wayans, right?
Damon Wayans Jr.?
Yeah, he's definitely a Wayans brother, family member. but those two guys together, I think, are like so funny. And if you haven't seen Let's Be Cops, it's like, I don't know. I don't think it got as much credit as it deserves. They basically, they buy a recycled cop car and then decide to pretend to be cops. And it's like a buddy cop movie. And then I loved Scrubs through college. So I'll just throw that in there. Scrubs is a good buddy show.
I love it. All right. Next question. All right. The network's called. They love the podcast. They go, guys, pick a buddy comedy to reboot because you get to be the stars. What buddy comedy do you cast yourselves in?
Yeah, we can do Psych. We can do a lot of Psych.
Hey, Barlow, we could do that.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel like we'll finesse that. Wow. Yeah.
Rebooting a USA property is somehow totally chaotic. I can't. That is the craziest choice, but also correct.
What was the premise of Psych? He pretended to be psychic, but he just was good at solving crimes. And then he had his friend with him. Yeah.
And then there was another guy.
I just had a feeling that if I asked this question, it would be the key to knowing you both. And now I think I know I know you better than I could have ever guessed I would by that answer. And I love that so much. All right. Last warm-up question is, if there was going to be an original buddy comedy inspired by your friendship, what would the tagline be? The tagline for the buddy comedy inspired by your real life friendship.
I know mine. I know my answer. So whatever it's called, But then it would be tagline, no, you're wilded. Because Steve always tells me that I'm out of pocket. But then I'll throw it back at him and say, actually, no, you are, my friend.
I love that. Steve?
Both from Long Island. Two different sides.
More heart. It's just more heart.
Ooh. Draws us in with the story.
Wow, wow, wow. All right. Greenlit. Congratulations. It's coming to Hulu next summer. thank you so much. I don't know about you, Caitlin, but I feel like these guys are warm and it's time to...
I think it's time to play a game.
I think it's time to play a game. Y'all ready to play a game?
Yeah, let's do it.
Hell yeah.
All right. So on this show, we love to take clips from things you would probably know and recognize in context and just take them completely out of context and see if you can still guess what they are. So this week we're doing a Name Those Buddies version of Name That Tune, because in preparing for today's episode, I noticed that a lot of iconic buddy comedy films have music as a major character somehow. Buddy comedies and music, they go hand in hand, just like that iconic moment in Wayne's World. So I have five different clips from five different buddy comedies that somehow at some point have something to do with music. I'm going to play you the clip, and when you think you know what buddy comedy it is or who the buddies are, you're going to name those buddies. All right, here we go. Clip number one.
Hey, good tune, man.
I don't think so. Yeah, here we go.
This song sucks.
Long ago. Talk about lame.
Totally.
Oh, I know it is. I know what it is.
All right, what is it?
It's Black Sheep. Oh, no, it's Tommy Boy. It's Tommy Boy.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Let's go. Let's go, Barlow. I did not know that shit for shit, bro.
When I heard the David Spade part.
You are correct. That is David Spade and Chris Farley in Tommy Boy. You got 2 points on the board.
I will say, I was just talking about that clip recently. It's like, it's like, I feel like so many movies have that now where they do like the not agreeing on music thing. And like, mm-hmm. They were the first one.
Iconic moment. All right. Let's see if you can guess this iconic moment.
It ain't you all, it's y'all.
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 You sound like a karate movie. Y'all.
Y'all.
Say it from right here with some soul. Y'all.
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 Let me show you. Let me know when you know it.
I know it, but we haven't heard the music yet.
Fair. Let's listen to these questions.
All right.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Yeah. Come on.
All right. What is it? What movie is it?
It's Rush Hour. Right?
Yeah.
Classic right there.
And can you name the actors that were at the helm?
Yeah, Chris.
Jackie Chan, the legend, and Chris Tucker.
Yeah. All right. We're 2 for 2. Y'all are crushing this game. Y'all know your bromances. let's see if you can keep the hits coming.
Modern day warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride. That's it. How's that feel?
It's tasty.
Yeah? You sound pretty good, buddy. Here we go.
Though his mind is not for rent, don't put him down as arrogant. His reserve a quiet defense.
You got it?
It's I Love You, Man.
Yeah. Wow. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Oh, wow. Well, Paul Rudd, and who's it? Jason Segel.
Yeah,
nailed it! Wow,
yo, Barlow, you've seen a lot of movies. you don't give yourself enough credit for your film, because I don't know none of these shits.
You know what the problem is? So Steve's seen so many like good movies, like I haven't seen critically acclaimed movies. Like what's the one with Adam Sandler that I haven't seen?
Punch Drunk Love.
No, I haven't seen that either. But.
Uncut Gems.
But yeah. I've seen every freaking Will Ferrell, you know, vehicle.
Wow. Well, you're crushing this game. I'm confident. This next one, if you're waiting for the music, it may not kick in, but music is integral to this film.
75 out of 81.
Is he playing hopscotch by himself? He looks miserable, dude.
Yes!
Dude, he's cheating.
Yes!
Let's go, dude.
Good luck, Dads. Be sweet.
It's the third Bill and Ted movie. I don't know what it's called.
You knew it wasn't just Bill and Ted. It was Bill and Ted Face the Music.
Wow.
Oh, man. Marlo, you're going to the Hall of Fame for this movie. I promise you.
That one just came out. I actually haven't seen the second one of those. That
trilogy. I don't know what Bill and Ted is. I don't know what that is. I promise.
Somewhere Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter just got a deep chill in their spine because someone said they don't know what Bill and Ted is.
Really, just Alex Winter. I mean,
yeah, I was going to say, Keanu's fine.
You're right. He doesn't give a fuck.
He may not remember what Bill and Ted is.
No, he does because he does get texts from Alex every single day. Yeah. And you know it. You know that group text is lit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And by group text, I mean it's just the two of them.
It's just a text.
Yeah.
And you think you got a part for me in that what are the spy movies he does?
John Wick or whatever.
Yeah.
Alex Winter just plays like a cashier in the next John Wick, and you're like,
all right. Well, Barlow, you are 4 for 4. Let's see if you can close out this game. We got a fifth and final clip. Let's see if you can name these buddies.
Let's find us some tunes, baby. Cole's Extreme Mix Volume 5. What is this shit? Those guys are fucking closers.
Wow, he already knows it. What is it?
It's Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. Wow. Congratulations.
Wow.
Wow. Iconic. Absolutely iconic. Gold, 5 for 5.
Gold medal.
That was a scene where they do the thing like they did in Tommy Boy, where they're like, I don't know, and then they like the song.
Absolutely. I love a full circle moment. I was like, we're going to start fighting in a car. We're going to end fighting in a car, folks.
Love it. Must.
Well, congratulations. You all passed the test with flying colors. You got an A in Name That Buddy.
All right.
I think you might have carried your lab partner a little bit, Barlow.
Hey, we're buddies. If we don't all pass, none of us pass.
I love that mentality.
The spirit is beautiful.
Yeah. Well, folks, we're going to celebrate the spirit by taking a quick break, giving ourselves a pat on the back, and we'll be right back after a word from God only knows. I don't know how commercials work.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Hey, Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we are back. Once again, our producer tried to explain to me what a commercial is, how it works, and I still don't get it. But we are back, and, you know, I'm diving into a thesis this week that, you know, I love to do my research for this
show. All right.
And I like to use really credible, reputable sources. You know, I am a college professor. I do teach about credibility. And so, of course, I went to Englishbaby.com.
Stop it.
I went to Englishbaby.com because I wanted to get the definition of buddy comedy. And, you know, Englishbaby.com.
Stop it. Are we sponsored by Englishbaby.com?
Listen, I just want to cite my sources properly.
You're just
okay?
Pocketing the Englishbaby.com money and you're not sharing it with me. It's messed up.
Englishbaby.com.
Stop it.
told me that the definition of a buddy comedy is, noun, a funny movie about the friendship between two guys.
Uh-oh.
Example, my favorite buddy comedy is Wayne's World because it's so funny and the story of Wayne and Garth's friendship is really sweet. Now, okay, I'm not here to question the credibility of a source like Englishbaby.com, but I do think that's bullshit because I don't think a buddy comedy hinges on its stars' gender identities, because I think some of the best buddy comedies actually feature women. And Steve, at the top of the show, you already mentioned Broad City, so thank you. You're clearly an ally.
Yeah, fuck me.
also Daria, though, they were real homies. Daria and Jane, they were real homies.
Daria, you know, and Jane, wow.
So yeah. Steve is actually getting his minor in women's studies. Thank you so much for being here today. Iconic, coming in hot. Now, it's interesting though, right? Because I do think though it gets defaulted. I think when most people are explaining what a buddy comedy is, they're going to say it's about two guys, right?
Yeah,
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right? And that's unfortunate. So, you know, I think I kind of had a feeling we would all be in agreement on this. Usually a thesis needs a little bit more arguing, but I was like, no. They're all going to be on my side. So instead, we're going to do a second test.
Oh, my God.
See if you're actually ready to get your minor in women's film studies. So just like we named those buddies before the break, now we're going to name those female buddies. Oh, we're going to name the ladies behind some of the best buddy comedies. So I have four clips featuring four sets of dynamic duos. And you're going to let me know. And Barlow, I want to point out, you were five for five earlier.
I really wish I would do well on that first.
Lauren, the traps you're setting.
So,
bro, listen, hey, can I just say, if Bridesmaids is in here, I've tried to watch that movie four times, and unfortunately, I always was watching it with someone that we ended up getting distracted. So,
Hold on. You see three Bill and Ted's, but you never see Bridesmaids.
No, I never seen the second Bill and Ted.
That shit was nominated for an Oscar, dog.
I never seen the second Bill and Ted. Don't get, hey, if you're going to yell at me, yell at me correctly. I've never seen the second Bill and Ted.
Bro, it's Bridesmaids, though. I'm fucking right
seen
now.
Hours of it segmented.
Come on, sir.
I've never watched it all the way through.
Don't disrespect Kristen Wiig like that.
Hey, as long as Clueless is in this list, I'm okay.
Okay, well, we'll see. There's four movies featuring four fierce, funny duos. Let's see if you can name that buddy comedy. Ladies only edition. Here we go. Clip number one.
Okay, I look like I've been attacked.
That's not my fault.
Well, it's my fault?
Let me even out the bottom.
Okay, would you just... Stop carving up my clothes!
I'm making shorts. Everybody likes shorts.
Oh, my
Jesus, hold still.
Oh, please, just
Well, hey.
That feels awkward, weird. Just don't touch that area.
Well, don't duck down. You're going to suck my hand up there.
Stop pulling my pants off.
You got it? You know it?
Oh, fuck. What's the name? It's Melissa McCarthy and Sandra Bullock's movie where they're cops. Oh, it's such a funny movie.
It is. It really is.
No! And it's in Boston. I went to school in Boston.
Yeah. Come on. You know this movie.
I didn't even know they was in a movie together. That's fire, though. Both nominated for an Oscar. That's
Steve approves. He has greenlit a movie from 10 years ago.
What's the first letter?
It starts with an H.
I don't got it.
Oh, you were starting off so hot in the first round.
Oh my god, with an H.
Heat.
Oh
yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Sandra Bullock, tightly knit cop.
You did name the star, so I'll give you half credit.
All right.
Let's see if you can bring it back in round two with a little more confidence.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Let's do it.
Knock out the loose, let loose. Gingham is under loose. Do we?
I have no idea what the rest of the lyrics are.
Me neither.
Woo! Watch out, Tucson, here we come!
This one's important, not only to me, but to America.
Oh, I know it.
Woo, oh, okay. Almost a minute in. At 55 seconds, he got it. What is it, Barlow?
I think it's Romy and Michelle.
Yeah!
He's doing well.
You're doing great.
Who's in that, Barlow?
I don't remember the actress's names, but it's she played Phoebe.
Right. Yeah.
Lisa Kudrow
and I don't remember.
Oh, is that the movie where they go back to the high school reunion?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That shit is smacking. That shit fire. I seen that. I was high, but I seen that one. Yeah, that shit's fire.
I only want to get movie reviews from Steve for the rest of my life. I don't care about anyone else's opinion. I only want Steve's opinions from here on out. In fact, I need something in my AMC A-list that's just like Steve's picks of the week. That's what I want. Make it happen, AMC.
He hasn't seen them all, but it's just what he thinks might be good.
Yeah. I love it. All right. We got there. It took us a minute, but we got there. We're halfway through this quiz to see if you can level up and get your minor in women's film studies. Here's clip number three.
I'm trying to get in my mode here, right? I'm trying to get in the game.
Why don't you let the game come to you? Dang, see, that's your problem. You try too hard. You always overthink things. You be kicking down doors. It's already open. You're always trying to impress somebody. Me, your dad, your ex. Come on now.
What?
Oh yeah, come on. Really? Yeah. Everybody know this one.
What's that one?
That shit Taxi, Queen Latifah, Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
They used to play that shit on TNT on Hoop. Hour and after hour, that shit was crazy.
It's a little shoehorned in. I just needed some space to recognize Queen Latifah's brilliance in this film.
This is the opposite. Like, they just got a chill down their spine because someone remembered Taxi. Like, they're so upset.
I love it. I think she's so funny in it.
Okay. You love Taxi? Okay.
I love her in Taxi.
Okay. Qualifiers.
I love her.
Okay.
All right. Great. Y'all are 3 for 3. We got one more. Let's see if you can name this film.
No. Right. Yeah. Just ease up on the. Have some water.
Chef. Do ghost peppers get hotter when you cook them?
No, it shouldn't. Not if you just used a sliver.
Sliver? I want to see that movie.
I learned how to masturbate with that movie.
Sliver?
That's not right.
Okay.
Yeah, just have some water, honey.
It's okay. There you go.
There you go. That's better.
That's right.
It's getting hotter. It's getting hotter.
So can you name that buddy comedy?
I don't know if Barlow got it, but I got a guess.
Okay, right. What's your guess?
Is the joint that broke Tiffany Haddish through? Right, I'm wrong.
It didn't break her through, but it is Tiffany Haddish.
Okay, fuck. Is it Girls' Night? Right.
No,
it's not rough.
It's
damn.
No, I
let you down, Barlow. I let you down.
It's got an energy though, where you would think, but it's not. It comes after. Comes after Girls' Night or Girls' Trip.
This one did not do well. I don't think people saw it.
But, you know, we have to represent a friend of UCB, queen of UCB, Natasha Rothwell's in it. So we must honor it in the canon. Yeah. Yeah.
Always honor Natasha Rothwell.
We must. You know what? You're graduating women's film studies, just not with honors, because that last one is Like a Boss with Tiffany Haddish and Rose Byrne.
And Selma Hayek, yeah, as the villain.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Seen the trailer to that one.
I saw the trailer.
I bugged out.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, this is students at home. Keep in mind, when you try to do the Cliff Notes, aka just watch the trailer, you might not get all the questions right. So always watch the film, kids. Always watch the whole film. Something I've been saying in my actual classes a lot this summer.
But they did a great job.
They're
iconic. Feminists, they're allies.
You're feminists. They're allies. We, you know, I feel safe, so I think we can continue the episode.
I think so. Okay, good. Now that it's over halfway done, we can continue. But you know, let's play another game. But this one is not a test. Okay. This is a test of creativity only. We're gonna play a game we call Pitch Fire here on the show, and this version is called Buddy Up. So I'm going to name some actors that strangely have never done a buddy comedy. You guys are going to give me who should be their buddy in a film and what should the premise be. We're just brainstorming here. We're going to come up with some screenplays. Okay. All right. The first one is Leslie Jones. Leslie Jones. She's never been in a buddy comedy. Who should she buddy with and what should they do?
I'm going to say Zoe Kravitz.
Wow, out the gate. Yeah. Strong choice. Zoe
and Leslie. She's chill. Yeah, she's chill. Leslie's like abrasive in your face. I think that would be cool.
Right, right. We need the energies. We need the energies offsetting. And what are we seeing them do in this film?
You know what? I'm going to say Leslie's going through a divorce.
Wow.
And Zoe Kravitz makes beer. And then they go on this craft beer road trip to find themselves. And then they go to a mountain and they do acid. So it's like sideways, hipster version, sprinkle in a little acid trip. A24, holla at your boy.
Absolutely. A24, if you would like to log into the Zoom at any time, let us know. I love that. That's amazing.
I love it.
Okay,
I'd watch.
What about Randall Park?
Randall Park
from Fresh Off the Boat, yeah. And the one Apple TV show that everyone watched.
He's
a
bit newer, right? He's like a newer actor, right?
He's in that maybe Always Be My Maybe with Ali Wong.
That shit was fun.
Oh, I know him. He plays a lot of bit parts too.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a bunch of the Marvel stuff, no?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, that's what
I was trying to think of. I still don't remember.
Disney Plus.
You want to take this one, Barlow, or you want me to go?
You know what's funny about him is he's like so quirky and funny, but he's not like a big energy.
Okay. Yeah.
So I don't think he could be like the voice of reason. Like I do think it's a hard, like I'm going to just say, because maybe it's because I'm thinking of the bit he did on The Office, but like a John Krasinski, like someone who could also be voice of reason and funny to like play, or maybe like a, not Owen Wilson now because he's too old, but like, that's what I'm thinking.
We're taking jabs at Owen Wilson. We don't even care.
We don't give a fuck.
He's too old for buddy comedy.
He's too old.
We don't want to see him.
Maybe his brother.
I like the John Krasinski pick. Because
I do too.
Because he has become a bit of an action star.
Yeah.
You know, he did that like Jake Ryan or whatever the hell it was. Not Jake Ryan, but you know what I'm talking about. That Amazon thing. And then he did Quiet Place. So like he can be the like serious leading man, but he does have the comedy chops. Right?
I love this.
Yeah. It's a more cerebral movie, maybe. You know?
Yeah.
It's quirky.
It's quirky. And my idea, based on what Lauren said about like he's a big action star, but he could go back to his roots. They're two dads like trying to just reconnect with their manhood on a road trip together.
Yes. On a road trip.
A24, holla at Barlow.
A24, holla at Barlow.
Awesome. I'm loving this. Okay, here's a wild one. Mariah Carey.
Mm.
She wants to get back into acting. She's going to do a comedy this time.
I'll put her with Nick Cannon. No.
Chill out, Roger.
No, Nick needs the work. He has a lot of children to support. He needs it.
Yes, and she needs him to make his own money so that she'll be like, I'll do it. It's fine.
Yeah, she'll do it because she'll be like, yeah.
I like that. Okay. They don't play romantic.
I was totally kidding.
No.
I'm into it.
No, I'm into it.
No.
They play exes, forced back together.
But they're friends.
They're like buddies. Yeah.
I think that's true. I think they are friends.
Yeah. I think they have.
I was going to say Donald Glover.
She would be
like a musical since they both could sing. What?
Yes.
Like a weird musical?
Yes.
Ooh, I got it. I'm going to pitch it up a little bit.
Okay.
Mariah Carey is like a touring star or whatever. Mm-hmm. They tell her like you need to draw in the young audience. So Donald Glover joins the tour as like the younger artist to bring in people.
Wait, wow. This just sounds like a perfect romance, though.
No, they don't fall in love.
Oh. Well, I guess I'm writing my own fan fiction.
You're writing fan fiction of this thing we just pitched. Yep.
Mm-hmm. If it's going in a different direction, I will pen my own thing on Wattpad.
Because maybe he's like getting seduced by the vials of the tour life, and she's trying to teach him how to, as a mentor. She's a mentor.
Mariah Carey is a mentor, is it? A thought I've never had, and I
would love to sign up for that mentoring program. Do you think there's an application process?
Yeah. It's like an internship kind of thing.
Hell yeah. I think I could learn a lot.
I think you could learn a lot, honestly. And I think she needs a childcare help too.
Into it.
Yeah, that's the internship.
That would be the funniest to find out if Mariah Carey was hiring her nannies through internship. That's the clickbait article I'm waiting for next.
Speaking of, and we've already discussed The Office came up, but what about Rainn Wilson? Who should Rainn Wilson pair with?
He's like out there now.
Is he? Is he a kook?
He's not cuckoo. He's just very like, I mean, it's a good mentality. He's like free loving and what's wrong with the world and, you know.
Gotcha.
But he seems like less of an actor, more focused on that stuff. But
is that's the Beats dude? That's the dude from Juno.
Yep. Yeah, all right. Beats Dwight Schrute.
You know what? I'm about to bug out with my selection. I'm about to bug out.
Bug out, please.
I'm about to bug out. I'm gonna say Elizabeth Moss.
Interesting.
Whoa. Yeah, you feel me? Mm-hmm. You feel me? The two homies. You feel me? That keep each other in check. You feel me? And what they decide to do is they both are successful, but their lives, they're feeling really bored with their lives. You feel me? Like, my man own a startup. Elizabeth Moss, she could be like the lady that finessed the blood, whatever. Then they both buy a big ass boat.
Okay.
They travel around the sea, but they end up getting stuck. So their friendship gets tested. You feel me? It's always one person on a boat. But this time we have homie from Office. And homegirl from Mad Men. Come on, A24, I know y'all want that.
Yeah. It's a real Castaway meets The Office.
If they're going to give Robert Pattinson and William Dafoe some bullshit-ass movie where it's just both of them, give it to Dwight and Peggy. You feel me? Fuck that.
And their characters' names are Dwight and Peggy.
I love that.
Just so they won't be confused. That's what they know to answer to. I love it. And finally, let's see him break into acting. Who should be in a buddy movie with Lil Nas X?
Timothy Chalamet.
Stop.
Come on, man. That's the easy answer.
That was my answer. I just had that loaded because that was my answer for Dwight.
Oh, that would have been better than my dumb boat movie. I wish you said that.
I let you run with it, man. I'll just yes you.
Wow.
All right. Lil Nas X. Let's see. Well, we could do the idea. Danny Glover.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's well. Yeah.
I guess what I'm thinking is like a more like a father-son movie.
I love that. I love a little Nas X.
Wow. Danny Glover. Mel Gibson.
Lethal Weapon, My Two Dads.
Yes, we meet up with the star. We meet up with Riggs and Murtaugh, and they have adopted a son in the intervening years. And he's a rapper. Yeah.
Oh man.
That's my pitch.
But it's not a cop movie. That's just they are those characters, but we just see them do something else.
Yeah, they're retired cops.
It's just Murtaugh as a dad.
Incredible.
Amazing.
I love it so much. Wow.
These were all important films. A24, please put us on a group text.
That's how studios are run now, right? They just like, there's just like a Telegram group chat.
I think it's on Telegram or WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm. And put Alex Winter in there. Just throw him a bone.
Yeah. You know what? Alex Winter will play a cashier in all of these movies. We can't wait. While I Check, I have the newest version of WhatsApp on my phone. We're going to take a quick break.
Stands. The time has come. We Stand Together is back, live on stage with a whole new show full of games, quizzes, and Hannibal references nobody asked for.
That's right. Monday, July 26th and August 16th at 10 p.m. We're going to be live at the Squirrel Theater's residency at Caveat on Clinton Street in the Lower East Side, New York City.
Go to thesquirrelnyc.com to buy your tickets now.
Yeah, there's going to be beer, wine, laughs, other human beings. Comedy.
We love to see it, and we'd love to see you there, Stands.
Okay, yeah, I have the newest version of WhatsApp. Any moment now, those movies should be greenlit. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, to round us out today, I just have a quick thesis. And it is important, however. And I was looking through all the buddy comedies that I love. And I was like, wow, I don't even think of this person as a buddy comedy person, but they are. And they're actually the underrated queen of buddy comedies. And it's Bette Midler, folks.
Wow.
Bette Midler was tearing it up in the 80s buddy comedies. And they've kind of been forgotten over time, which I don't understand it all. So I just want to go through, first of all, Outrageous Fortune. Have you guys seen this movie?
No.
Okay. It is her and Shelley Long from Cheers. They are both actresses that meet and hate each other in this acting class. Then they find out that they were dating the same guy who died, but actually he's a scammer. He's not dead. And it's Peter Coyote. And they have to go on an adventure, I forget, to like kill him or something. It doesn't matter. But it's so funny. She's so great in it. And in researching, trying to remember, does anyone remember this movie? I did find this clip from the Oprah Winfrey Show this is Bette Midler discussing whether, well, you'll just see. This is Bette Midler on Oprah Winfrey. Yeah.
Hi. You and Shelley Long were great together in Outrageous Fortune. I was wondering if you guys were going to work together again.
I don't think so.
No?
No, I don't think so.
Did you enjoy working with her?
It was pretty rough. It was rough. It was pretty rough. But she did a good job, I think. As it turned out, it was a very, very successful picture for both of us. And actually, I have thought about working with her again. If the right script came along, I wouldn't mind.
Well...
But there's always you, Oprah.
Yeah. I know, yeah, we had a script, but it was a bad script. Yes. We both thought it was a bad script, so. Nice idea, but bad script.
Okay, so that was Bette Midler talking about how it's bad to work with Shelley Long on Oprah. Icon, what a queen. She just put it out there that it was hard, but if... ultimately she did a good job. Like, I love that she watched the movie and was like, actually Shelley was fine in this.
Yeah. That was insane.
Insane.
That was so gangster.
Also, though, like, you're not even recovered from that element before Oprah's talking about how they were offered a bad script. Can you imagine seeing this clip and knowing that you penned the script that Oprah was like, yeah, it was offered, but it was so bad we couldn't even take money to wipe our asses with it? Like, come on.
And how does it work that they, like, just gave up after one? Like, how does that just, like, well, nah. It's like, no, definitely in the late 80s, Bette Midler and Oprah should have done a movie together. What a fucking waste. But like, they just couldn't get the movie. It's absolutely an insane clip.
I'm going to dedicate the rest of my life to finding out why it never happened and making sure it does before we leave them.
Also, if they like the premise, just have them rewrite the script. Right. Like, this is not crazy. Like, it's just...
It's just ruined my life that didn't happen. Sorry, I know that's not...
No. I mean, there's honestly no point in showing the clip other than just I'm obsessed with that clip. I had no real... It didn't provide evidence of anything I have to say. It's just insane.
I was curious what you went. It was a nice idea, but...
That would made it worse. That made it worse.
Because I felt like she was lying. She was lying and didn't think it was a nice idea.
Right. And this is... what we forgot about celebrity culture. It actually used to be crazier because she could just say that shit because there's no Twitter. There's no YouTube. It's just she said it once and it's done. And you'd have to be like, did you see Oprah last Thursday? Like, no. Oh, well, it died. You're never seeing it again. But she could just say straight up, she does not like working with Shelley Long. And she doesn't give a shit. Anyway, her hair looked amazing in that clip for the listeners, just so you know. But my favorite movie she did is called Big Business. Have you guys seen this movie? It comes out the next year. This is her and Lily Tomlin, who I did try to find if there were any clips of her talking shit about Lily Tomlin, but she loves Lily Tomlin, so it's not. So this movie is a double buddy comedy because they both play sets of identical twins that get switched at birth. So one twin that is one Bette Midler and one Lily Tomlin grew up in Manhattan, and the other grew up in West Virginia. And let me tell you, they're different, okay? Because that's different places. And so they end up, please see this movie. This movie is amazing.
It's so good. It really is.
And this is why I realized, though, she is amazing. Because, so there's sort of, in every body comedy, there's sort of the Oscar and the Felix of the Odd Couple. There's like one who's like high status, smart, together. There's one that's like, I'm a slob and a loser. And she can play both. She does both. It's amazing. She can do both roles because in Outrageous Fortune, she's the slob. Actually, there's a really funny bit where they go to her apartment and Shelley Long thinks that she's been robbed. She's like, this is just what my apartment looks like. And also, look, she does buddies on the drama side. Beaches is probably her most iconic film, Tearjerker, and it's a buddy. It's a buddy. She's a diva who's your friend. That's amazing. So this is why I think her sitcom didn't work. If you guys remember, about 20 years ago, she had a sitcom called Bette. Now, it only went for 18 episodes.
Which was a travesty, but continue.
And Lindsay Lohan is in the pilot. Okay. Anyway. 20 years ago, she played the kid. This was even before Mean Girls and such. So I think she needs, and I don't know that she'll do it, she needs to do a buddy sitcom, a Broad City, if you will. And I was thinking, who should be her buddy? Should it be Fran Drescher? Should it be Nathan Lane? Should it be a younger person like a John Early? Could be great. But then I realized there's only one person it can be. It's her real life best friend, Jennifer Lewis. They need to have a sitcom together. And until that happens, I will not be resting. I will be out in the street. I will be WhatsApping execs. I just need to make it happen. And so Bette and Jennifer with an ampersand, CBS, NBC, Fox, Hulu, call me.
I just got chills.
Yeah, of course.
I just got chills.
Obviously.
I'm going to cry because I can't turn on this movie that must exist in the world.
I know. God. And the thing is, when I said Fran Drescher, Nathan Lane, John Early, you were like, wow, those are all amazing ideas. And they were. The thing is, this is the best idea. So. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah, we're all unwell. Things aren't okay. The pandemic isn't over until this goes into production. You have to wear a mask. You have to get a vaccine against
sadness.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's my thoughts.
Wow. In the past year, the amount of time and energy I've spent thinking about Jennifer Lewis.
Absolutely.
I should be arrested. Like, I'm.
You should.
The thought police should come in and arrest me.
They will.
She's taken up a huge part of my consciousness and my unconsciousness.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? We're going to have Debbie Allen direct this.
We're
going to have Debbie Allen direct this. And congrats to Debbie on the Emmy nomination for Christmas on the Square.
You pulled it out somehow, girl. You pulled it out.
Wow. Debbie stays winning. Let me tell you.
Wow. So thoughts, chuckleheads, is this greenlit? What do you think? Any adjustments?
I would watch that show.
Watch that.
Okay.
I'm not gonna lie though. I'm gonna come clean. I'm not gonna lie to you too.
Yeah.
I would watch it with John Early more though.
Interesting.
I would love to
see. Okay. Yeah. But he definitely has a place in any version of this sitcom.
He could be the landlord.
Wow. A younger bitchy landlord.
Younger bitchy.
And he's like, guys. Oh my god. I didn't even think about it, but maybe they're working class, and that could really change the game.
Wow. Now, I have a real question.
Yes.
That clip you showed on Oprah,
yes,
like, sincerely, was that played at the same time like Oprah usually plays? Was that at 3, like in the afternoon?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Yeah.
That is insane to be that, like, she kept it 100, like at 3 in the afternoon is nuts.
No, it was not like Oprah After Dark. It was not like, it was her normal. It was the Oprah Winfrey Show. Yes.
Oprah late night.
You know what I'm saying, though? That's crazy. Yeah, that's, you can't be that honest.
This was on, this was syndicated. This probably hit 40 million homes. Bette Midler just saying,
children were coming home.
I don't like to work with Shelley Long. Correct. People are getting off the bus.
Yeah. People are coming home from school, eating their milk and cookies, and Bette's just spitting absolute fire out of her mouth. And it's crazy.
My favorite part of it, actually, is that she won't say, I'll never work with her again. She was like, maybe. Like, that somehow was more damning.
Yeah. She was like, it was hard.
She was like, I can like handle Shelley Long. Like, I don't like it, but I can do it for
if
money.
If the script's good enough.
Yeah, if I think I'm going to win an Oscar, I'll meet up with Shelley. But if not, I'm going to... And it's like, obviously, she's the horrible one. I mean, I love Bette Midler, would die for, but like, obviously, she's the problem. Like, there's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah. Would you consider Hocus Pocus a buddy comedy?
Thank you for bringing this up. Thank you for bringing this up. Because I was going to and I forgot. Hocus Pocus and First Wives Club are trios.
I love First Wives Club.
She can do a trio. Yeah. And I was thinking about that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because there's not, here's the thing. First Wives Club, Diane Keaton, a legend. Goldie Hawn, a legend. Bette Midler's the only one that could do all three roles. Think about it.
Wow.
Goldie could not do her role. She could have done Goldie's role. She could have done Diane Keaton's role. You can't say the same. You can't say the same for the other two. And we love them, but you can't say it.
That's a fact.
Thank you.
Damn.
That is a fact.
Damn.
Yeah. I also watched her be interviewed for like 12 minutes about Hocus Pocus on Good Morning America in like 1993 or whatever. That one she liked Kathy and Jimmy and Sarah Jessica Parker. So it was also
boring.
Yeah,
they're still friends. They're still talking.
Are they doing another one? Are they doing?
Yeah, that's been rumored.
Well, it's in production. I think it's in pre-production. They've officially announced it, but they also did like a big charity thing this year and they came back as like, I think it actually is all happening.
SJP is just gonna do reboots. Okay. You know, she's not gonna get into the mind of a new character. It's not for her.
Well, she did that play and it was a lot of work. It was a lot of work to do the play. She's tired now.
Oh my God. I didn't see that, but I did see Matthew Broderick in something else and he is so bad. He's one of the worst actors I've ever seen. And I just think he's lazy. Like, I'm sure he can do it. He just chose not to. What? Is he on this call?
Yes. You know, he's always secretly listening. I told you. He's a huge... Because he got early access to our Patreon.
Oh, he got our Patreon where you can just hang out in the Zoom quietly.
He left. He just logged off.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the Matthew Broderick heads. We all love Ferris Bueller. But he was so bad in the play.
Not everyone should do plays. Let's say that.
No. Agreed.
I think we can all agree. Thank you. Not everyone can do plays.
Thank you so much. Well, chuckleheads, before we say, the amount of joy I have getting to call y'all chuckleheads, I thank you so much.
I think you might be the first person to call us chuckleheads as a duo.
I love it so much. I won't stop. Can't stop. But before we wrap up, are there any funny comedies we haven't talked about today that you think need a shout out? Or is there anything you need to clap back out? You know, we always save the last few moments to make sure you feel
for corrections.
For corrections, thoughts, notes.
Any corrections. the Friday franchise is a good buddy.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. I would just tell everybody, you feel me, if you haven't seen Daria, watch Daria. I feel like that's like really high school, you feel me? Mm-hmm. I feel like some shows be going a little bit melodramatic, but I feel like most teens hate high school in their lives, so I feel like Daria and Jane, they don't get the credit that's due. I would also say Pete and Pete. those are like real brothers. Like, all the other shows be on some bullshit, you know what I'm saying? But those two dudes, nah, that's for real, for real.
So, Steve, what party are you running on the ticket for? Because I will vote for you in any election. I've never felt safer. I love all of your views. Your platform is great. I just want to give you my vote. Where do I send the checks? How do I support?
It's a write-in on the ballot.
You can just write in any ballot. All the ballots. Any of them.
Yeah. Thank you.
I do also want to shout out, you got to give it to the Mary-Kate and Ashley. All those movies.
Wow, excellent point.
Can't forget those buddy films.
Excellent point. Excellent point. And remember when I saw them at Barrow Pub? Do you guys remember that from my life?
I remember because I got a text message about it.
Oh, yeah. Anyone who was following me on social could have found out.
Yeah, quickly. I do remember that. Well, Chuckleheads, for everyone who fell in to stand with you today, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at YoGenty. That's YoJeanty. And then you can find me on Twitter. It's just my name, Steve Genty. That's StevJeanty. And on streaming services, you can find me at Ronnie Cortado. I have a single coming out. You feel me? So nice. Go check it. Actually, you know what's crazy? The single's called A24. No bullshit. You can't make this shit up.
Wow.
That's absolutely perfect. I'm so glad we worked this out to do a PR stunt.
That's so funny.
Oh, man.
Incredible.
And I'm at Sir Bizlow on all your, you know, Twitter, Venmo, Instagram, OnlyFans.
Venmo.
You
okay.
Go find it.
Okay. All right. I love a person that drops their Venmo handle.
It's all the same. And Chuckleheads the podcast is on Instagram at Chuckleheads_pod. And we're on summer hiatus, but we'll be back soon.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
And Stans, you know we're at We Stand Social on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok when we feel like it. Slide into our DMs or email us at westandsocial@gmail.com. What topics should we get into next? What guests should we reach out to? You know, we've got no shame. We'll literally ask anyone. I think maybe Jennifer Lewis is going to get a call soon.
She's going to. She will not answer, but she's going to get a call.
All right. Stans, we'll catch you next week. Later.
Michelle Gallo.